Hey, I'm Dr. Randy here in the Intentional Living Center today. We're live along with Jennifer and Steven and our team on a beautiful day in Tucson. And I was thinking as we were coming in the studio today about clutter, and this is one of those areas that I struggle with in my life, and not just stuff, but, you know, clutter. And it got me thinking about asking you the question in your life, what is the most cluttered area of your life right now? And how is it negatively affecting your life? And what are you doing about it? What do you intend to do about it? What do you want to do about it? It may be finance, maybe relational, spiritual, schedule, emotional. And we've talked about this several times because it's one of the core areas that get us stuck in our intention to be a follower of Christ and to live our lives free from all of the distractions of the world today. And so we're gonna talk about that. I want to open the phone line to you at 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. I got to just tell you right at the outset, this is one of my weak areas of life. I identify with Albert Einstein on this one, only on this one, by the way. He made this statement, out of clutter, find simplicity. Now, if you and I would Google Albert Einstein's desk on the last day of his life, and you'll see. Now, he'll say, but I knew where everything was, right? But it certainly had a lot of clutter. So I think we all can relate to this topic, but it is a serious issue, and the Bible is very clear on it. In fact, Hebrews chapter 12 says, throw off everything that hinders you. Because we're running a race, and we really are. You know, the Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 4, better to have a handful of quietness than two hands full of toil. Come on. And we're talking about not just stuff, by the way. I know you're thinking about that closet or the garage, but some of you know that there's just a lot of loose ends with your finances or maybe in a relationship or your spiritual life. Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians 14 that we should do all things done decently and in order. And so this is a big deal. All right, here's the question. Here's the phone number. 888-888-1717. What is the most cluttered area of your life? And how is it negatively impacting your life? And what are you doing about it?
Hi, Dr. Randy. This is Lynn in Scottsdale, Arizona. And I wanted to comment regarding clutter. And I hear everyone speaking about themselves being a clutter person. And I wanted to express the feeling that I had being on the other end of that. I had a complete meltdown, breakdown in relationship over clutter that was due to my significant other and his children. And it caused the demise of my relationship. I had to cut the whole relationship off. I was unable to be creative. I was tired all of the time. I absolutely could not operate for longer than a short period of time with so much mental clutter, so much physical clutter, and so much emotional clutter that surrounded the situation. I think the reason for the clutter was more than just being messy. I think there were emotional things that he was hanging on to that caused him to surround himself with so much stuff. Highly educated, highly intelligent person, and could not get a grip on the mess in our life. I just wanted to share that, how it made someone feel whenever they were the subject of clutter that was not their own.
That's a big topic. There's a whole network, I think, on TV. Some of you have seen these shows where they show people who have just been hoarding and completely overtaken. And I know that's more the exception than the rule, but many of us would have to be honest to say there's areas of our life. And especially as we get older, we look back and think, well, you know, how do we collect all this stuff? Unresolved issues emotionally and being cluttered, not handling our finances correctly and schedule, how we can just lose track of those things. And I'll tell you what, I believe this. I've seen it. I think Satan has a big, giant smile on his face whenever he can camp in your clutter because he loves being there. Because he knows anything that distracts you from things that are more important, come on, you and I, let's just get honest with each other on this, can be a win for him. Solomon tells us in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 that there's a time to keep and a time to cast away. And I'll tell you what, that is so true. And Jesus, you know, he says in Matthew chapter 6, don't store up for yourselves treasures on earth where they're going to decay. Now, I know you're thinking, well, that's talking about money, but it's talking about a lot of things that we can store up. Whatever we store up is really what we treasure. Come on. The stuff in your garage, the stuff in my garage or your basement or in a closet, really are stuff that we treasure for whatever reason. It may not be logical or healthy, but we treasure it. And then I think of that passage where Jesus is interacting with Martha and Mary, and he says to Martha, who's worried about all the things going on in the home, he says, Martha, Martha, you're worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed. Wow. Profound, really. All right, another quote, then we're going to get to the calls. Come and join me. Here's the question. Do you wrestle with this? What have you learned? What area of your life have you been struggling with in clutter? And what have you learned about being intentional? How's it affecting your life? We want better for you, and I want better for you, too. And as William Morris says, having nothing in your house that you do not know to be useful or believe to be beautiful. And I think there's a lot of truth in that, isn't it? 888-888-1717. Let's go on over to Linda in Arizona. Linda, how do you deal with clutter in your life?
Well, I'm an organizer by nature, but I struggle with it because I'm a mom and a wife. So I have a lot of baskets and bins, and I put like receipts from the grocery store. I'll put them in this tin on the kitchen counter. So if anybody needs to see, you know, take the grapes back that were bad or whatever, just I have stuff available. And then when it comes time to realize that, hey, we don't need 6 months worth of receipts anymore, I just take it and empty it out in the garbage can. And I just use baskets and containers.
Is everybody in your world, your family, a cooperative in terms of being organized?
No.
As well?
No, I mean, none of us are. I'm not even organized. But I try, that's what I try to do to stay organized. Like receipts come out of the pocket in the evening with the change and the keys. And on the bedside table, I'll have a basket for papers.
Well, who's more organized, you or your husband?
Well, neither of us, but I try, and I think he tries too, but I think I've tried to train him over the years.
Yeah, I kind of know that feeling. My wife is so much better at this than I am. Did you know there are 52,952 storage units in the United States? Which, according to this research, is considerably more than McDonald's and Starbucks locations combined. What I found interesting, 18% of people who own a four-bedroom or live in a four-bedroom home also have a storage locker. So you got a four-bedroom home, and then you got to have storage down the road. Tells you something about us all, doesn't it? Talking about the clutter that can get in our life, keep us down. And, you know, we kind of joke about it, and we talk about it, and some of us are maybe embarrassed about it. I don't know. But it really is a matter of being intentional to stop and say, well, what do I do? Where do I get started with this? And we got some thoughts we're going to get to here during the show to help you. 888-888-1717 is the number. We're talking about decluttering our lives. What's affecting you right now?
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Plus years ago, I was listening to Family Life, and I had been praying for my wife and I a better relationship and everything. And I heard Dr. Randy mention praying for yourself to be a better husband. And that was one of those God moments, because I started praying for myself to be a better husband. and a better father. And sure enough, my wife came along and became a better wife and had more respect for me. And I for her, and our relationship has just been one by leaps and bounds growing from there. We've been married 49 years, and we started dating actually elementary school. It's progressed from there. So it's a long time relationship, and we've been loving each other.
All right. Listen, that's why we're here. Thank you, Jack, for sharing that. You know, your prayers, and so many of you are praying for me and our team here and financially and just consistently and intentionally supporting the ministry every month. Thank you so much. You're making a difference. You're impacting people, and God bless you. You can be a part of the Intentional Living Ministry. Get access to all of our teaching every month, a brand new teaching, and all of the archives of our teaching and encouragement for you on intentional living topics when you join us. Monthly support at theintentionallife.com. Click on donate, theintentionallife.com. Or you can call during the day here, West Coast business hours, when staff are available to talk to you at 888-888-1717. And then go ahead and press number 2. All right? We'd love to hear from you. April in New Mexico, how are you today?
Hi. I'm doing good.
All right.
How are you?
Good. Talking about clutter. Why'd you call? What's going on?
So, well, it was funny because I listen to you guys most mornings, and, you know, I have, when you said Albert Einstein, it literally caught my attention even more. Is I started looking around my room, and it definitely looks like an Albert Einstein kind of moment. So definitely physical clutter has always been something I've dealt with over the years. I was a preschool teacher for most, and so dealing with kids and having stuff everywhere was always something, you know, around. And recently my grandmother passed, and I started looking around at certain things that I didn't want to touch, and because it was something that she had touched last, right?
Yes.
And so my power went out the other day, and just having a lot of stuff going on with the shutdown and whatever, and I had to throw away her empanadas that she had made that I have froze. So it was kind of something I had to throw away. And
how,
so
yeah, how'd that feel?
Now looking around,
how'd that feel?
It hurt.
What did it feel
really
like?
Bad.
I mean, what was it feeling like when you did that?
Felt like I threw my grandma away.
Yeah, that's exactly how you're feeling. I get it. You know, when my mother passed away, there's only one thing of all the stuff she, and they were collectors, there's really only one thing that I really got, and that was her Bible. And in her Bible, April, were notes and things that she'd written and a lot of personal things. And I found it very difficult to even take one of the pieces of paper out of her Bible and move it to another section, because somehow or other I'd be changing that last touch with my mother.
Yes. And so I'm definitely crying. So also, I had to move in very fast, just because of a lot of issues with her medical and stuff like that. I have a young boy as well. She was our rock and, you know, backbone to everything, really. You know, everything was better at grandma's house, you know? And so I was telling my family, this is going to be our first Thanksgiving and Christmas without her. And I'm the only one that knows how to make her red chili or her tamales. And so it's kind of going to be like a time capsule. And in a moment in time that my whole family always thought that she made them this all these years for the last like 7 to 10 years. And it was really me. And I would just let her, you know, have the glory of it. Cause you know, she was my grandma. But one other story was, me cleaning. And that's, I guess, where the hoarding does start and begin because of depression. And, me and my son, you know, we both have these chores, and we couldn't eat red chili for the longest time. I couldn't wash the dishes for a very long time.
Yeah.
It was just kind of like a weird moment. And finally, the other day, I got on my hands and knees, and she used to, my grandma always made me try new things on the grout in the kitchen. And I don't know, she, the steam cleaner, the, you know, the different kind of mops and all this stuff, right? And I was crying, and I'm sitting there, and I'm scrubbing away, and I had thought, you know, that was the last place she had stepped, even though it was like her, you know, the dirty bottom of your feet, or it was, you know, wiping away her footsteps, or, you know, forgetting her, or, you know.
And that's what you don't want to do. I hear you, April. Let me encourage you a couple things. One is, this is recent. You're going through grief right now, and that will continue on. I would encourage you, as you do this, to, every time you do that, you get on your hands and knees and you're cleaning the floor and thinking, hey, I wonder what grandma was thinking when she did this. Be thankful for her. In other words, make that an opportunity to grieve that moment and close that chapter, that particular moment, and move on. And throughout the day, as you have other interactions, allow those to be the kind of the healing, good memories of a loving, caring grandmother. And then I would ask myself, as I've had to do at times with the losses we've had in our lives, what would, in this case, what would grandma want? I don't know your grandma, but I'm thinking your grandma would say, come on, April, you know I love you so much. Move on with your life, enjoy your life, and don't be trapped by something I did that you can do better. And feel the freedom to be able to move on in your life. And keep the mementos that are important, and the memories will always be there. And they're most important, more than the things. I've learned that. And know that if she was a follower of Christ, where she is, you'll see her again. That's a powerful thing. April, thank you for calling, sharing. Amy is across the country over in Michigan. And Amy, it sounds like maybe you're kind of dealing with something similar, some mementos. And what do you do with them, right? What's going on? Are you there, Amy?
There.
Yeah, go right ahead. That's
yes,
fine.
I am. I had to switch off from my car. Thank you. Your show is just so perfectly timed. My sister and I are actually cleaning out our childhood home today and tomorrow. She lives in Texas. I was living in the home. My parents were in assisted living, and my dad had me living in the home while he was in assisted living because he wasn't ready to sell. So I have a bunch of my own stuff plus 50 years of my parents' stuff, and thank God my sister has come to help me, because even though I've been purging little by little for the last few years that I've been here, there's just still so much, and I kind of feel like it's never going to end. And my sister's really good at throwing out stuff, and I am too, but she just moves faster than I do. But I guess it's just like, I just need encouragement that we will get through it all. Because it's a lot. It's a lot of boxes and papers and mementos and pictures. So,
yeah, I could. Well, listen, you will get through it all. But I would savor the opportunity as you go through it. Let me tell you a personal story. My mom and dad grew up during the Depression. And I think as a result of that, they collected a lot. It was always that insecurity of growing up during the Great Depression of the 1930s. And so when they passed away, they had a lot of stuff. I mean, my dad had, you know, he wouldn't, and back, some of you may remember the old cameras where you had the little flash cube on the top and it click, 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 got that? He didn't have like three of them. He had like 50 of them, because you never know when you're going to need a flash cube. Come on, Dad. And other things like that. You get the picture? And that was just part of the way my mom and dad lived. And they collected a lot of interesting things. They had bags of pictures, and we got together at the point, my brothers and our wives, and we sat down and kind of took out the pictures and said, oh, that this is about, hey, look at that, and that's for you, and that's for you, and the family separated them and kind of talked about the memories. And then my mother, before she passed away, she said, any of you boys want anything around here? And so we labeled a few things for the grandkids, but most of it was not things that we would want or keep. And so we were able to give those away and donate those and pass them on. But there were, like I said, my mother's Bible. When I got my turn to pick, because of the things that weren't listed, I said, hey, I want mother's Bible. Because there's a lot of stuff in the house that, yeah, you don't want to keep that. That's fine. It's memories, but it's not going to be like her Bible where she actually wrote in it. And so you'll get there, Amy. And you're doing it together. I would make this an opportunity for you and your sister to bond and share memories. and not look at it just as, hey, we got to clean this thing out. But let's use this as a moment to reminisce and connect. And if it takes a little bit of extra time in doing so, enjoy it.
Thank you.
Does that make sense?
It does. Thank you.
And I would add one other thing. One other thing. And then we're going to take a break. You, if you're at all like me, you're going to touch something. You're going to say, oh, I can't give that away. But you know you got to give it away. But you can't give it away. Are you with me? You got to have the I'll deal with this later box, where you put it in the box and you put a date on it and say, 1 year from today, if it's nothing in this box rose to the occasion of something I need, I'm going to donate it. In other words, it's sort of a transitional for those of us who aren't completely healthy. All right, just a thought. Let's take a break. Interesting the angle this is going, because isn't it true the emotions that we have associated with stuff and how they relate to memories? Smells, things, locations. Wow. How do we declutter the things in our lives that are keeping us from really doing what God wants for us? Give us a call, 888-888-1717. We're going to continue after the show here on the show that we're going to record, which will air tomorrow. So tell us, what is it that's maybe you're struggling with clutter? 888-888-1717.
Indecision. We've all experienced it. You have to make a choice, but you don't know which way to go.
Yes and no really are intentional words. They're powerful, they're directive, they're clarifying, they're energizing. Any number of choices come down to the intentional living power of saying yes or no.
In Dr. Randy's teaching, The Power of Yes or No, you'll learn to move past indecision and effectively navigate life's tough choices by living an intentional life and saying yes to the things that matter. When you say yes to supporting intentional living with a monthly gift, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message and get unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. Don't miss out on this opportunity. Give now and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, thank you, Kurt, and thank you all for supporting the ministry. By the way, coming up right after Thanksgiving, we're going to be doing something really super special on many of our stations with Intentional Living. It's going to be an Intentional Living Christmas special. We're going to talk about childhood memories. We're going to talk about Christmas memories. We're going to hear stories. It's going to be great. Hope you'll join us. All right. Today, we're focusing on this topic of clutter, and that's the term I'm using. I don't know what term you would use, but it's stuff. And we've already had with both April and Amy really see the emotionality that gets attached to things in our home. And I know some of you wrestle with this. We all do to some extent, I think. But join us, 888-888-1717. If you don't get on live, we'll tape you for tomorrow. Jeff, welcome to the show. How are you?
Yeah. Hi, Doc. First-time caller. And I just wanted to point out, you're probably the age where you may recall the Michelob Light commercials that said, "You can have it all."
Yeah, I do remember it. And never consumed, right? But I remember the commercial. All. Yeah.
Yeah, and so the question is, what is all? How do you know when you have it? What do you do with it when you get it? And what's life like afterwards? So, you know, Satan's out there saying, you can have it all, you can have it all. And so sometimes it's a matter of looking and saying, what do I have enough of? You know, and what do I have more than enough? And what, you know, so that I don't have to get into that rat race, but try to live life traveling lightly, but also focusing on what's important.
Now, have you been able to? Are you able to do that? I mean, do you live a pretty simple life? I suppose. I mean, have you been successful in keeping your life online and decluttered as much as possible?
I I have, except for, you know, several years ago, I inherited my father's, deceased father's record collection.
Oh.
And what came to my door was 1,633 LP, RPM LPs.
They're valuable now, yeah.
So, plus, well, I'm looking to say, what am I going to do? I got a lot of stuff now, and short wave equipment, and hundreds of cassette tapes. And it was his, you know, my mother just said, here, you just take it all. And I'm thinking, where am I going to put it? So that made, that drove it to my attention to recognize that, you know, my attempts, whereas I want to travel lightly, there may be these forces and situations that come up where I, you know, it pushes me into a different direction.
Yeah.
So I think
we all wrestle with this. I really think, Jeff, you're reminding us, we all wrestle with this in some area. I think some of us could be very, very, I use the word organized, I suppose, or decluttered with our schedule, or decluttered in a, you know, but then have a lot of clutter and unresolved issues in a relationship or with our emotional life, or, you know, some area of our life that's really keeping us from really experiencing God's best and His intention for our life. Hey, listen, Jeff, appreciate you. You caught my attention on the shortwave, by the way. For anybody listening, I'm an amateur radio operator. I've been in the radio business, and ever since I was a kid, my brothers and I were all, they call them ham radio operators. And I'm not as active as I used to be, but anyway, you caught my attention. I'm thinking, you know, that's true. A lot of ham operators listening, you guys got your ham shack, as we call it. Your ham place is all, you got all sorts of radios and things and wires, solder. Anyway, you caught my attention with that. Hey, we're wrapping up the show, but I'll tell you, we are seriously going to just stay here and as a team, and we want to talk to you about this because it's an important area. And then we're going to share those stories tomorrow. So thanks to those of you who called today. If you want to get in on the show for tomorrow, call now, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. We're reminded by the writer to the Hebrews, chapter 12, that we're to throw off everything that hinders us. Wow. And I think this statement by Joshua Becker is a good way to end the show as well. The first step in crafting the life that you want is to get rid of everything that you don't. Yeah, that's profoundly true and hard to do. I'm Dr. Randy, along with Jennifer and Stephen. We'll be back tomorrow. Don't miss it. Share with others about intentional living, because ultimately we want our lives to glorify God and then trickle down to the benefit of those that we love, and including ourselves. And that is what an intentional life is. It is a decluttered life. We'll be back tomorrow right here from our Intentional Living studios. Again, thank you for being part of the show. I want to thank our entire team and staff who make this ministry possible, and for those of you who support Intentional Living, a ministry of Intentional Life Media.